Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, we're joined on a Friday morning by our media and pop culture expert from the editorial board at the Star Tribune, John Rash joins us. John, good morning to you, first of all. How you doing?
I'm doing great, John. How are you this morning?
Great. Glad to have this chance to chat with you. Hey, March Madness, obviously we saw it yesterday with the Gophers kind of kicking off the NCAA tournament this year with the 11-15 start down at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. That brings us just a whole lot of basketball, betting, and commercials. And I think betting is going to be on the top of many people's minds as this is being discussed even at the state capitol.
Indeed, and with the Supreme Court ruling last year, many states have rushed to move into the betting space, and Minnesota is actually lagging slightly behind in that debate regarding the legislature. Many people don't think it's going to happen this year. It probably will inevitably eventually happen, and that compounds the interest in the Final Four as well as other big sporting events. And, you know, in some ways, regarding betting, it's been a big bet among the networks, in this case CBS, for several decades now, to put down so much money on live sporting events like this. But with so many streaming services and the technological transformations we have and so many distractions, increasingly it's live events like the Final Four as well as award shows that are really the reason that networks remain relevant and remain relatively strong. And so, you know, they've put a big bet on it in terms of funneling a lot of money to the NCAA for the rights fees for several years. And in general, the ratings have held up and certainly were probably quite strong yesterday with our Golden Gophers performing so well.
Yeah, indeed. Say, I got to ask you about this. Disney went from media company to media company on steroids this week. I mean, they just are continuing to boom, and especially with the fact that they've got so many brands in their stable now.
Yeah, and indeed, John, I just mentioned streaming services, and part of this big merger with 21st Century Fox, which I think is important to note, is more the movie studios, television production, as well as other kind of content is what they acquired. And often when people mention Fox, they immediately think of incredibly influential news channel as well as the TV network. Those will remain separate from this Disney purchase, but it really has supersized Disney in terms of what they have to offer. Watch for the streaming service to come forward and watch for a big focus on franchises that they'll now nearly totally control, such as the Marvel movie franchise.
Will this lead to layoffs, do you think, at 21st Century Fox?
I do, and already it appears that that might be happening, sadly, to some people here. And, you know, it often is the case with these mergers that, you know, they're highly touted on Wall Street, but the equivalent of Main Street, wherever they take place, this happens to be Hollywood. You know, they try to eliminate redundancies and try to please those stockholders who are, you know, they're referenced in on Wall Street. And so they do let go of some people. So unfortunately, that's going to be part of this merger, as it is so often with these big deals.
You mentioned Marvel, you know, with one website now is offering to pay $1,000 to someone who will binge watch all 20 of the previously released Marvel Cinematic Universe movies back to back. All of this leading up to Avengers Endgame, which comes up at the end of April. So I'm pretty sure that Avengers, along with Game of Thrones, are going to be dominating all the buzz in pop culture coming up.
I concur, and certainly Game of Thrones has already gotten a tremendous amount of buzz as we, you know, head into the season here. But the Marvel movie franchise is incredibly important to this new entity and to a lot of viewers. And regarding that contest for $1,000, my guess is they'll have a lot of takers, and they have a lot of people who already are heavily, you know, regular viewers of this entire franchise and rewatch the films. And you know, you're going to see a lot of hype coming on this new release just up in May as well.
Sometimes I feel a little bit, I don't know, goofy or maybe immature, John. I hope it's not a sign of immaturity, but I'm a fan of the Marvel Universe, the Marvel movies. My girlfriend and I went and saw Captain Marvel just this past weekend, and
if it makes you immature, it makes me as well. I'm a fan as well, and particularly when you have, you know, a 13-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl who enjoy them. It's great to go watch them with them. And, you know, you can enjoy them on so many different levels, as you well know, in terms of, you know, the action, in terms of, you know, the departure from reality. But often they touch upon real issues. And I think in particular, that was part of the success of Black Panther in terms of how it reflected some current societal trends. And so I think there are multiple entry points for this franchise, and they're also just a lot of fun, and we certainly can have a little bit of that in our lives.
I want to ask you about this, because I always like to check and see. Are you writing for Saturday Star Tribune? Oftentimes you'll have a column, a special column on the opinion page, the editorial page. Are you doing it this week?
Indeed I am, and thank you for asking. And I'm writing, speaking of happiness and enjoying ourselves, about the World Happiness Report, which was released Wednesday. And you know, in our ruggedly individualistic society, some people may wonder why that's important to study. It's actually an incredibly extensive study done by Gallup and issued by the United Nations, which is a real indication of how people are feeling. And many economists and experts feel that, you know, that's about 70% of, you know, how people evaluate their lives. And, you know, maybe just a third or so is truly macroeconomic conditions. So take a look at that in terms of how some nations, particularly Scandinavian nations, are doing so well, and some areas not so well, and what that might tell us about the world in 2019.
Yeah, I think I saw just an overview of that list, the happiness survey. And where did we come in, like at number 19 or something for the United States?
Yeah, number 19, a slight slippage. And, you know, despite our extraordinary wealth overall as a society, we are, you know, far below some of the Scandinavian nations in Canada and Australia, as an example. So that's partly what I, you know, explore, and also what makes, you know, these Nordic nations so unique, and how this has become part of the political debate in this country, particularly with some Democratic candidates.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the visit this morning. Dave Lee will be back with you next Friday morning. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, John. Have a great weekend, too. Take care.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.